So anyhow, we got came back, and again, some of the ships that were in there with us got sunk. We found out the captain got it, the news, and they passed it on to the crew and everybody, you know.
Yeah, but you retraced the same route around the
Cape. No, we didn't go that way.
Ah,
we were empty.
Yeah, that's right.
We did that. Oh, we were sitting high, but that ship was just rolling. Pierce, you couldn't even walk on a deck without hanging on to something.
You get seasick.
So anyhow, we cut across. I crossed the equator three times that one trip. Three times. There, and then coming back, and then over when we come back. See, we had to go way out and then come way back again.
Yeah.
Well, anyhow, then we went into Brazil.
Oh,
so we're going to another beautiful place called Bahia. Bahia. Uh-huh. Beautiful. Yeah. Two of the most beautiful cities I've ever been in my life.
Yeah.
And there again in a mountain and like a horseshoe.
Yeah.
All the city and all the beautiful. Yeah. The docks are below and you take like an elevator up to the street of above, you know.
Oh, okay.
And we loaded her down with coffee. The whole ship was loaded, and that time you couldn't buy coffee in the
you had your ration stamps to get any, you know.
Well, these are bags.
Yeah.
All bags. They loaded coffee
probably
for 2 days.
Probably 50-pound bags, huh?
I forget what they were. They
were even bigger.
Like cloths.
Yeah.
Bags, you know. And,
where were you bringing the coffee? Why do you have coffee? Because I was just thinking.
It was
all the coffee you drink comes from
Brazil.
We don't have coffee in America.
Like,
no, it's all imported from South America.
Did you know that?
Oh,
you
I
don't
guess
have
I did.
Coffee,
I just
tea,
didn't think about it.
Vanilla. You, a lot of things we don't have.
Yeah.
And it's all shipped in.
And there was a real scarcity during the war. There was a little ration.
Oh, coffee is ration.
You know, sugar and coffee and tires and
you could only allow so much, and they give you little ration cards, I guess.
You know what? I think I still have got a couple of those upstairs.
Friends got some yet.
Yeah, my mom had some.
She kept some.
Yep.
You know.
Yeah. Once she didn't use.
Yeah. Well, anyhow, we went back to New York, Brooklyn area.
That's where the coffee went. Yeah.
That's where they unloaded all the coffee, the big warehouses. So, anyhow, we got off. The gun crew got off. And then this was in 43 now.
Mm-hmm.
Then they said, we're calling out a crew. There's a new destroyer being built in Philadelphia Navy Yard. I was one of them.
They
called about 300-400 of us guys.
Yeah.
And so we went to Norfolk, Virginia. Ships being built. That's the way the Navy did stuff.
Uh-huh.
You know, you wanted to go to California, they ship you to Maine first. So we went to Norfolk, Virginia, and we were there all, I don't know, several weeks. And then Philadelphia. And the ship was brand new.
Ooh, nice.
Went aboard it. In fact, I got a letter, we're going to have a reunion.
Reunion? Oh, yeah?
And my buddy had wrote me the letter. He said, Harry, it's going to be in Philadelphia.
Oh.
First time I've been back there. Most of us, you know. He said, we're a bunch of teenagers who went aboard ship. We're coming back as old men. He said, no. You know.
You'll have to have name tags with pictures on it.
Yeah.
You won't recognize.
So anyhow, we got aboard, and we were just a short while.
Yeah.
And they said, you're going on what they call a shakedown cruise. That's when you take a new ship out and you test everything, fire all the guns, see how fast it can go, and
make sure the pieces don't
turn, and it checked everything.
Yeah.
So we went to Bermuda with that shakedown cruise. Never got off the ship, we just. And then we went over to Jamaica, around. Never got off the ship there either. Just we could see it, waved to the people. Kept on going. So, anyhow, they said, all right, out of the Brooklyn Navy Yard, you're going to be, I forget what division now. There's six destroyers, and you're going to be escorting convoys across the North Atlantic.
Well, are you going
see, these are all merchant ships. It could probably be 100 merchant ships. They'd be like 10 in a row, 10 across. And then the destroyers, you'd have two in the front, two on each side.
To protect
And we had a patrol. And there we did run into the submarines. And, oh, you talk about rough weather, that North Atlantic.
Yeah.
Cold, and when you see movies where it's all calm and the moon
beautiful,
is
yeah.
It's raining day and night. Remember the wind we had last Sunday?
Yeah.
It's that way 24 hours a day, 7 days a week.
Oh.
Only worse. And there we hit the submarines.
No, did they surface and you'd see
no.
them? No, you
no.
just all of a sudden.
See, what you got is sound,
sonar.
And that makes a ping.
Uh-huh.
The guy's listening there. And it makes a ping down to the bottom, or if they hit metal, it'll come back up.
Right.
And then all of this, we would helter-skelter in that area, we'd all throw our depth charges. And we knew we hit at least two of them, we know that, but they never did come up.
Oh.
We must just blow them. But oil and stuff did come
yeah,
up.
Yeah, the oil stuff.